Welcome to the International Teacher Podcast with your host, Matt the Family Guy, Kent the Cat Guy, and me, Greg the Single Guy. We are recording episodes from around the globe to tell you about the best kept secret in education. That's right, it's teaching overseas. We're glad to have you join us.
Hey, it's Kent the Cat Guy, back to you with the ITP. I'm here with Greg the Single Guy tonight. Matt, the Family Guy, might make an appearance. We'll wait and find out. But we are so lucky. We've got a friend of the ITP returning, Jacqueline Millay. JP Mint Consulting has once again joined the program, and I couldn't be more excited. Good evening, Greg, and good evening, Jacqueline.
Good morning from Mexico. Thank you so much for having me back on. I really, really loved listening to our episode back in October when we first taped that episode. And I begged you to come back on because it was just so much fun.
Well, it's been a couple months, October, if I recall correctly. Greg, what do you suppose JP Mint has been up to since the last time we talked to her?
I think she has some news for everyone. I think she's celebrating something right now, Kent. That's why she's back with us. Welcome back, by the way. Jacqueline, what are you celebrating right now?
I am today celebrating my one-year anniversary. This was 1 year ago that I created this website, jpmintconsulting.com, and I decided to go into business for myself. And I'm really excited to share some stats and facts about what a year has been like working for myself on my own schedule here in Mexico.
I just want to say congratulations. You know, can I get a big round of applause for JP Mint and 1 year anniversary? Woo, give it up for JP Mint. Come on.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, back to you, Greg.
Jacqueline, can we just start off this show then? Just give us a synopsis. Let the listeners know a little bit of what JP Mint Consulting is. And then we can talk a little bit about what's happened over the year. But give our new listeners, maybe someone who hasn't listened to our other episode, a little bit about you.
I have deemed myself an international teacher consultant, and I work for teachers. So a teacher will reach out to me and say, hey, I need some help with my CV, my cover letter. I don't know where to look for a job. I really want to go overseas, or they're already overseas and they are looking for their next position. They'll reach out to me and email, and we'll get the ball rolling from there. I work on their CV, rehauling it completely, basically recreating a CV in my own way that recruiters and heads of school can easily read and find the information. And a lot of times I give my clients homework. You know, we're all teachers. We all love homework. And so I give them the homework of, this is what you need to add to your CV. These sections are bare bones, and we need more meat on the bones. And so I'll highlight the areas that they need to work on. Then they'll come back to me and say, okay, I think it's ready to go, and I'll go take a look at it. And then they make it into a PDF, and they've got a new CV. And the same with a cover letter. Cover letters are very rigid in the sense that heads of school and HRs need to see certain information before they can consider somebody as a candidate. And if they don't see the ability to get you a work visa right away, then they're not going to keep reading. So a lot of that is expressing that information right at the top of your cover letter.
In response to that, I want to say thank you for helping me out. When I haven't looked at my resume in probably 15 years of like really modified it. And when you went over it with me, we had a meeting, we did a video conference together, you had already overhauled the whole thing, you had written up a nice cover letter for me that I would fill in with specifics for the school I was sending it to, and I did send out several more cover letters this time than I'd ever had, just because I had one, and it was really a no-brainer because the way that you wrote it up, you speak the language of the recruiters, and you've actually been in admin yourself, and you've been to many schools around the world. It really helped a lot to have a separate set of eyes on there. You polished up my resume. I'm very, very flattered that you did a great job on mine, and I don't know if I, you know, do it justice. Definitely, it's a fantastic offering that you have, but what I really like more than anything, Jacqueline, is how much you stick with your client. Over the past year, you've had quite a few clients and you're doing really well with this, but I love the fact that we have kept in touch and it's not just, you know, how's your resume doing? It's more like you're trying to reach out and help them find the position, the right fit for them, right? Tell us a little bit about how you do that in addition to just this service of CV and cover letter.
Yeah, that kind of came out organically. It was never something that I had intended. But what I found was, because I'm on a lot of websites and I have a lot of contacts in the international world, I started to see jobs that were the perfect fit for a particular client. So I would email them and say, hey, have you seen this? And if they hadn't, then they were off and running with the application. And then I started to think, well, wait, maybe I could actually do this. I can actually sort of go through my network and go through my different websites and look for particular jobs for my clients. And so I've started to collect my clients in a sense that I get excited when I have my first math teacher. Oh, I got a math teacher now, so I can go look for math, because there's always a lot of math positions. Or I have my first PE teacher, so then I can go through all those websites looking for PE. And so that has kind of come out, as I say, organically, just from my sifting through the internet and finding these opportunities at great schools. And so that's the thing. I will vet the schools. I won't send just any old school to my clients, because I want them to be, first of all, happy. I want them to have job satisfaction and quality of life when they get to their school. And if they're accepting a job at a school that I wouldn't even consider going to, then there's no point in sending it. I will not send those links. So I've already vetted it, and it's just up to the client. If they want to apply, you know, for a job in, say, Kazakhstan or Kyrgyzstan. The other day I sent a client a job in Kyrgyzstan. But I thought, you know, this could be really interesting because it's a small school community. And a lot of times when we're looking for that international bubble, it is in these small schools where your community and your family is all tied in together at the school.
And you're really working for your clients. You're not working for schools. I mean, I don't want our listeners to think that you're doing this for schools. You're doing this on the teacher side. You're an advocate for the teachers that are going out and wanting to get a job in international, or already have one but want to move on. And I think that's huge, because it's not everybody does that. A lot of people have their foot in both ends. You know, we work for schools and we work for teachers, but you're strictly working for us, for the teachers.
In fact, I've had schools reach out to me and say, hey, do you have a client for us with this opening? And, you know, if I haven't heard of your school before in my 25 years of experience, I thank them. You know, thank you for contacting me. At this time, I'm not comfortable with, you know, sharing my clientele or my client list. But what I have done, interestingly enough, I have friends also in admin. And so one of my admin friends was looking for a particular teacher. And I had five of them in my clientele. So I reached out to him and said, hey, do you think we could kind of do this backdoor end of things? Like, I won't tell my clients. And if you like them, then you reach out to them. Because I didn't want to get my clients' hopes up. But I was kind of excited for this prospect. And he ended up offering two of my clients jobs. They ended up going elsewhere. But I was really excited because all that happened very, as I say, kind of, I felt sort of sneaky, but that's what I do, is I use my network to the advantage of my clients.
JP, tell us, how has the business grown and changed over the course of this year?
Well, Kent, I'm glad you asked. No, let me just pull up my stats here.
Funny you should ask that, Kent.
Funny you should ask that. I just happen to have a very long list. No, so
what a coincidence.
So in 1 year, I have written 21 blog articles on international education, and they've had over 11,000 views. So I'm very excited to see that a lot of eyeballs have been hitting these blog articles, and they're getting shared on social media. And then I also published 26 job search tips of the week. But when I started to think about the word tip of the week, realized that 26 in a year is more like tip of every 2 weeks. And I've done 6 podcast interviews, one of which was with you guys in October. I've got 120 subscribers to my website. And in the last year, I've had 43 clients sign up for my services. And the best gem is that of those looking for a position next year, and when I say next year, I mean this summer, 75% have already signed contracts.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah,
I only have 25% still looking, and those 25%, some of them are in their last, deciding factors between offers. And what I do is I'll offer a video call. You know, if they want to have an idea of where they should go and they're torn between 2 job offers, I'll offer and we'll do a video call and we'll talk about the pros and cons. And inevitably they ask me, where would you go? And I never answer because it's their choice. It's their choice. I just tell them, weigh all the options, and we go through the options of the package and the city. So we marry the two, like what's the package? What's the job going to be like? And then what's your life going to be like? And we go through the pros and cons of both. And then they say, well, where would you go if you were in my shoes? No, geez, that's really tough. I wish you luck with that decision.
Yeah. Well, and everyone's different, right? What you might love and cherish and find important, someone else might be lower on the list.
Exactly.
I just can't imagine putting out my shingle and a year later being as successful as you, because I mean, it's been, I've never started my own business, my own passion like that. And I know we've been doing the ITP for 2 years, by the way, it is our 50th. Let's get a round of applause. This is about our 50th episode.
50th
Here we go.
Episode, yep. Which is why we have our special guest today. I just want to throw that
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
2 year anniversary for ITP.
Yep. Yes, and it's our 50th episodes. Like you're saying, it's about 2 a month. So we have been trying to stick with that. And if we miss one of our 2-week episodes, like in between, if we miss one, we usually make up for it with 1 or 2 in 1 week. That's what we do for our listeners out there. We really try to stick with this. And I think that being consistent is very important in the podcasting part. That's the exciting thing. That is super exciting to have you on the show as your 1-year anniversary rolls around. And like I said, I can't imagine throwing a shingle out there in this business, because it's difficult. And I applaud you for what you're doing, for your 75% success rate so far. That's huge.
That's fantastic. Really fantastic.
And some amazing, amazing schools. And actually, so the facts that I've spouted out to you are going to be in an article, in an upcoming blog article I'm going to share on my 1-year anniversary. Let me just list off the exciting, exotic places my clients are going to next year. So Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Chiang Mai, Thailand, Abuja, Nigeria, Budapest, Hungary, Dakar, Senegal, Guangzhou, China, Seoul, Korea, Fukuoka, Japan, Hanoi, Vietnam, Bangkok, Thailand, Jeju Island, Korea, Mount Kiara, Malaysia, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and Phnom Penh, Cambodia. So when you hear those places, your imagination just starts firing on all pistons, I think.
I'm fired right now. I mean,
that's an amazing list. That's right. That's right.
It's all over the world too, right?
And these are a lot of these.
And like you said, these are schools, and we aren't even talking about the schools. We're talking about places here, but these are not the little garage schools that are called international. And these are not startups. These are well-documented and successful places that you're sending your clients to. So it's like a big family of JP Mint Consulting. I can't wait. In like 10 years, there's going to be a convention where everybody meets together, like the first year cohort and next year cohort. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, I joke about that, but I see it happening. I really do see that happening.
I think what's really great is that, and kind of funny, is that even if I don't have my hand directly involved in finding them their job, they give me all the credit. And I think, well, wait a second, you had to find that job, you had to interview for that job. But they're like, oh, your CV and your cover letter just did the trick. And then your interview tips. And then we did that video call and you really boosted me. And my confidence was through the roof. And all of this, they're giving me the full credit. I mean, when you read my testimonials, it makes me laugh sometimes how much credit they're giving me. And yet I feel like they're doing the brunt of the work. I mean, Greg, when you were out there hitting the pavement with your CV in hand, that was all you. I was just kind of the assistant, you know, behind the scenes helping you out.
Well, it's just like when you match up somebody and they end up getting married, though, right? You know, they stand up at their wedding and they'll be like, yeah, we owe it all to Jacqueline because she's the one. If we hadn't gone on that, if she hadn't introduced us, we would have never been here. You know, I don't know. I'm not married, so I don't know these things, but I've said that at a few weddings before.
So are you calling me the matchmaker of international education?
I think
Greg?
That's a great thing to think about. Maybe we should switch your whole thing from JP Mint to international matchmaker, right? There you go. That's it.
You know, JP, I think that our listeners can tell just from hearing you that it's not just your advice that you give, but I think it's your positivity and your advocacy and just your friendliness, I think, plays a huge role in the confidence that you give people who are out there seeking jobs. So I think you do deserve a lot of credit for just being behind the candidates.
Well, I think it's really important. These days, it's really hard to put yourself out there time and time again. A lot of these clients, a lot of teachers are applying for 50, 60, 70 jobs and hearing nothing back. And they feel really lonely. When they take me on and when I'm on in their corner, they can send me an email. And in fact, I've had clients write me saying, I'm really discouraged right now. Like, I haven't heard anything. And then I'll just positive them back into confidence and say, you know, I know you can do it. Look at all your strengths. And I'll itemize some of the good things that I see in their candidacy and highlight yet again, just sometimes to boost their spirits. And then they'll get back on that horse. And I had one client in China who went through sort of a slump, like, I'm not hearing anything. And now she has signed with a fantastic school in Southeast Asia. Super excited for her. And she was very glowing on my website and my testimonials. A lot of it is just they have it and they just need somebody else to tell them that they have it, that, you know, you can do this.
So it sounds like now we're moving into the area. Are you going to start having confessionals and we're going to have to, you know, it's like now we're getting into the mentorship, the priesthood, all this other kind of stuff. You're such a support for all these people that are lost in their journey.
Well, listen, if this is confession time, I hope you set aside a long time because Greg and I have got a lot to say. We got a lot to atone for. We've got a lot to apologize for. So hang on.
No, I mean, I do wear many hats. I do wear many hats. So, you know, one of the hats is the CV, the cover letter. I mean, that's the bulk of the piece that I'm after is let's get you marketable and show your strengths. You know, let's concentrate on getting you out there and putting your best foot forward. But then in addition to that, I'm also looking through the internet, sending job links, contacting my network. Then in some cases, I'm the cheerleader in the corner going, you can do it. You know, the helicopter mom that's going, go, 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 you can do it. I haven't reached that stage yet, but I can also be, you know, that person that sort of helps that transition. When they're moving from one country to the other and they have questions, they can reach out to me for that as well, because I've done that seven times I've moved countries. So I can give them some of that inside scoop on what to do when they're transitioning from one job to another.
Well, now I feel bad because I was making a little bit of fun and talking about how many hats you wear. But you know I support you at 120%. I'm fascinated by what's going to happen in the next year of growth, right? I think that your clients are just going to multiply. And the thing is, it seems like you're going to be the kind of person that won't leave them alone. You're going to want to know what's it like when you get there and how did it work out and get back in touch with me so that we, you know, it's not just like a one time. I know you're not committing to following them the whole time, but you're definitely interested in how it works out for them. I can't wait to see how that sort of morphs into what your company turns into after a while.
Absolutely. I think once someone's a client with me, they're and they've got their CV, they got their cover letter, and then they've got their job, their new job offer. They don't cease to be my client. I still call them. I still have 43 clients. I will be interested in learning what their school is like, because then if they have openings, I can continue to send them to that school and say, well, I actually have a former client, or, you know, a client now still working there. But especially I'm thinking I want to grow my network. You know, the number of people that, you know, kind of, I call it the Kevin Bacon of the international education. Like we all know somebody within 7 degrees of each other. And so the more people I get into my fold, then I can expand and know more places. For example, I plan on visiting some of my clients because they're also my friends. And so I'm excited for them to go to these new places. I've got a number of clients now in Africa, and I'm like, well, I haven't been there since 2007, so that might be a good little jaunt over there to Africa to visit Ethiopia and Dakar, Senegal.
I think that that would be the most exciting thing, one of the most exciting things for you and for your clients, because I remember back 100 years ago when I was living in Egypt, somehow I fell into this investment scheme, right? And I fell into this investment scheme, and the guy that I invested with for a little bit of time, he followed me to like 2 other countries. He had promised me when I met him that he would follow me a little bit and come visit, not just to meet me, but to meet other people, see how I was doing and follow up on me. But I do have to say one other thing. Let's go back to something that you said. Our world is getting smaller and smaller. Kent and I just interviewed the two guys that wrote the books called The New Normal, Tales of International Teachers. And Kevin Duncan is one of those co-authors. And Matt Miner told us online, he's on our interview, he said, we call it now the 7 degrees of Kevin Duncan. Mm. Everybody knows Kevin Duncan. This is Matt talking about it on our episode with him. But I thought I'd bring that up. I'm going to say that from now on ITP. It is a small world out there. It is a worldwide district of schools. And it's basically the 7 degrees of Kevin Duncan. Right, Kent?
That's right.
Okay, the man of many words. Okay.
We'll take a moment's break now to remind you how to reach out to us. Of course, you can address any negative comments to Kent, the cat guy. We do love to hear from you. If you're out on Facebook, we don't do that, but our handle on both Instagram and Twitter are at ITPExpats with an S, ITPExpats. As a handle, if you want to, you can send us an old email at internationalteacherpodcast@gmail.com, or you can visit us at our new website at www.itpexpat.com, www.itpexpat.com. Well, back to the show.
Kent, go ahead.
Well, I have tons of things. Well, let me ask you this. Over the last year, what has been more challenging than you thought it would be?
Well, I have created my own schedule. Sometimes with that tip of the week or with the blog article, I feel like, I just feel like I'm kind of throwing it out there in the internet of cosmic sort of just sitting out there and no response, no comments. And then a couple weeks later, I'll get somebody that has reached out to me because of an article. So that lack of feedback sometimes is a little strange. You know, you write an article, you pour your heart into it, you think this is great, you put it out there, and then it's crickets. And then you think, oh gosh, I really kind of fell on my face with this one. And then, as I say, it'll come back a couple weeks later, somebody will say, oh, I saw that article, it was really good. So the lack of feedback is difficult. But I really do enjoy the freedom of my schedule. I've never worked for myself in all these years. I've been a teacher and an admin. I've never had this sense of freedom. But what happens when you work for yourself is you actually work 7 days a week and you work a little bit all day long. So when I'm on my phone checking Facebook groups and answering questions that I see on Facebook groups, people around me, my friends, will say, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm working. And then they want to make fun of me. But you're on Facebook. Yeah, but this is work. You know, this is me helping somebody. And I may not get anything out of it. I'm just trying to help people.
I give you lots of thumbs up instead of just commenting all the time. I thought it'd be weird if Greg LeMoyne is always commenting on JP Mint consulting, you know, the things that you put in there, the tip of the week, all these other things. You're very helpful on social media, and I applaud that. And I do hold back from, you know, giving a thumbs up or something because I don't want it to sound weird, but I appreciate it. And it's hard to give that kind of feedback to you until we talk again, you know, and say, hey, I like that one article, or I might send you a private message and say, I really thought that was a great one. You should do more of those. But you're right. It's delayed knowledge that you're making some kind of a difference because you have a very lofty goal to help somebody with something very specific. And these people are not just knocking down our door. So, you know, there aren't thousands, like 10,000 listeners to this ITP, but I think we're making
there aren't?
A small difference.
Oh, wait, sorry. I thought we were on ITP with 10,000 listeners. Yeah, I'm going to have to go. No.
Bye. That's it. We're done.
Well, thanks for coming tonight, guys. This is Kent the Cat Guy saying, see you next week.
So, I mean, it's like you throw it out there and it's there for people, but you don't always know if there's a difference, right? Mm-hmm. With my book, I'm not going to sell more than like 10 books, I'm sure, but once in a while, you'll change their life. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of elementary school, right? You don't realize what's happening and how you're really affecting their lives because they're kids. And then maybe 10 years later, you'll get one student says, hey, I thought I'd reach out and say thank you. And that's really what keeps me going. And it sounds like your job, it sounds like your consulting company is sort of like that. It's difficult not to have that gratification right away to know that you've made a difference. But as you work and get them to their jobs and make those matches for people, I think you're going to hear it later on. You're going to get more feedback as it builds up, and there's going to be word of mouth. People are going to learn about more and more about you, and you're going to get so busy. I mean, just like poof, you're going to have to hire new people. You're going to have to make it a little bit bigger to handle it because I think it's really going to take off. It's a very tailored personal experience with you.
Yeah. And for that reason, I'm not sure how I would ever hire somebody because I'm certainly not busy enough at this point to even consider it. And I've got the time. That's why I started looking on the internet for other job links for my clients because I had that time in my corner. But yeah, eventually, I mean, I've had a number of offers from teachers who want to also get out of the classroom and go out on their own. And they say, hey, if you ever need some extra help, just let me know. And I'm not at that point yet to hire somebody, but it could happen.
Oh, I'm the one saying it's going to happen. I'm the one, the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm the hopeful one. I'm the one that's forecasting this. And I'm not saying it's going to go hog wild and get out of control because you want to have that personal touch to it. But I believe in what you're doing. And I'm so happy you're on the show to explain this, how it works.
Thank you.
Big fan. You know, obviously I'm a big fan, Kent, right?
I'm still waiting for you to come and give me a plus one on social media. So, hey, Miss JP, tell us what year two coming up. What have you been thinking about for year two for the business?
I'm really glad you mentioned that because I have been thinking about starting a TikTok. I am not on TikTok and everybody keeps telling me that's where I should be going next is, you know, the 30 seconds to 1 minute videos of CV tips, job search tips, basically translating my written blog articles and my tips of the week into short videos. I don't know. I want to put that out to you guys, the techie guys. Do you think that's a good move in my favor in second year?
Jacqueline, I don't know, because Kent was asking me the other day about going on to YouTube with video podcasting, and he's saying that the future, the trend is to go to video podcast. And I'm still an old guy thinking audio, but I think TikTok is definitely the way to go. 20 to 30s are going to be your audience for TikTok, and it's not going to be somebody like me. I don't think I've ever gone on TikTok in the last 2 years.
You will be. By the time we talk and JP Mint's second anniversary party on the ITP, you'll have used TikTok. I guarantee it.
Oh, my God. Here's 54-year-old Greg on TikTok talking about something with teaching.
All right. So, Greg, I'll make you a deal. I'll join TikTok if you join TikTok.
Well, there's a difference between joining and actually doing something worthwhile on TikTok. I don't think I have enough to say on TikTok, and people don't want to see me.
You only got 30 seconds you got to deal with.
Are they 30-second videos, Kent?
Yeah, they're usually pretty short.
Okay.
I'll say this, that Greg is right about that demographic. Your demographic is definitely going to skew younger on TikTok, but I read where it is bigger with that demographic than YouTube. That the first point of entry for information, news, everything information-wise for that younger demographic is TikTok. By far now more than YouTube. And us who are over 50, we're going to have to get on board with that. Mm. And so when you mention that you have a sort of a social media goal, I'm excited. I'm excited to learn from you. You know, if Greg and I haven't jumped on that by the time that you have, you should call us up and say, hey, let me teach you guys what strategy you should be using.
Hey, I just posted my first TikTok. Did I tell you that? I just did it just now. Me on the microphone. Things not to do on TikTok.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited at this prospect. I think I don't know how it's going to look. If somebody out there, one of your listeners, has some ideas, please reach out to me, jpmintconsulting@gmail.com. If you can reach out to me with some ideas on how to use TikTok to my benefit, to get word out there on how I can help teachers, giving CV tips, cover letter tips, interview tips. I don't know. I mean, do people want to see this face in TikTok?
Yes.
Of course, more than our faces, that's for sure.
Oh, way to set the bar high.
No, that's a really low bar. I apologize. I should. TikTok is going to hit you with the 20 to 30 somethings, even the teens that are going into education or might think about education. It's going to be something wild, and I don't think there's enough of it out there. And our industry, you know, us, I think that we are getting out there into social media and talking more and more about international teaching, the perspective of going overseas to teach. It's starting to get more momentum. There's more and more podcasts, mm-hmm. There's more and more websites, but that's behind the times. So I think that if you go into TikTok and we'll listen to our yeah, Ken, you can edit that out later. I will.
There. I clapped. I clapped so you can hear it. Yeah.
I lost it there. Had a total brain fart.
That. Yeah. I love that. You're great.
Yeah, so TikTok it is.
You've been thinking about social media for the next year. What are some of your other thoughts coming up?
Well, what I've been really excited about with Instagram is this Throwback Thursday hashtag. And a few months ago, I started posting my travel photos and then explaining the connection. So I posted a photo of me in Vietnam in 2011 and said, I just got a client who signed on with a school in Vietnam, and here's my humble brag of my time in Vietnam, and then hashtag Throwback Thursday. And that has really actually gained some traction. A lot of people start looking for my Thursday posts. They think it's going to be something every week, but it's only when I have an actual client signing with a country. But that was a lot of fun. And then sort of putting in a little bit of a personal spin on my JP Mint Consult Instagram.
So you are on Instagram. You're going to be on TikTok. You are on Instagram. You are on Facebook. You are on you have your own website.
I'm on Twitter.
Your own consulting website.
I'm on YouTube. So I am out there. I'm on almost everything, but I have been hesitating about TikTok because I just didn't know how to go about making 30-second videos. As you can tell, I don't know how I'm going to limit myself to 30 seconds. You know, the wordiness comes out of me. But if I can figure out how to succinctly make a video in an interesting location each time, I mean, fortunately, Mexico affords me a lot of interesting backgrounds and places to make these videos. But I just don't know if there's an interest. So that's the other thing, is if people want this, let me know.
Great idea. Let's reach out to our listeners. So listeners, it's up to you. We need you to email into us or email into Jacqueline and let her know. Let us know. We'll pass it forward. But I'm interested to hear what other people have to say also. I like that idea. So, this social media for us, we are a little bit older generation, so it's old now. In fact, TikTok is old. You know, the kids, talk to the kids now about what's the next media coming up. And next year we might be having a conversation about what other social media you're on at the time. TikTok sounds like a challenge for you, to me, sounds like a challenge, and maybe doing one or two tips, a quick tip on there, and that's it. It's a quick soundbite, and you can give some great advice just in a few sentences, I think.
Mm-hmm. Kent, you look like you have a lot of thoughts.
I was just going to say, you know, we're not a video operation yet here on the ITP. You know, I think about our conversation, and I think about the things that you've said, and as an editor, I think about the different statements that you've said, how I could clip that up. You've said probably 7 or 8 TikTok clips over the course of just chatting tonight. So, you know, you could think about it as, well, I could sit down in front of the computer and I could produce that clip. But you can also think about, you know, what can I take from this interview? We would be happy in the future to send you those video clips that you could use. So, you know, use the things that you're already doing. You're appearing on podcasts. If some of them have video, chop that video up and use it. I think I'm very excited. And here you are. Again, you're out in front of this, and you're teaching us sort of the next steps, and I appreciate that.
Well, ITP coming to TikTok soon. You heard it here, folks.
You know what? I'm all for it. I am. I don't know if Greg. You know,
I have a question for you. I have a question for you then, for both of you. Kent, I'll ask you first, and let Jacqueline think about this. Kent, what do you watch on TikTok?
What do I watch on TikTok?
What do you watch on TikTok?
Listen, I'm mostly cat videos and Irish dancing. All right?
Or cat Irish dancing. Jacqueline, what do you watch on TikTok?
Well, I'm not yet, but on Instagram, I watch reels of, maybe not cat videos, but funny animal videos seems to pop up a lot. And travel clips seems, you know, they have sort of an algorithm of what you're liking. And because a lot of my friends on Instagram are all over the world, they think, oh, this is a fellow traveler. So they show me a lot of travel clips, and those are always fun to watch. But the funny animals, you know, an emu pecking at a camera while the woman is trying to do a serious video on farming, and then the emu, or I think an ostrich, comes in and starts pecking at the camera. No, Emmanuel, stop it. And I just laugh at those.
Emmanuel the emu. Well, listen, your job, I'm going to give, you said you always give homework. Well, I'm giving you some homework right now, JP. And that means you need to go watch TikTok. You need to go look at some travel TikToks, and then you need to find your way through how you're going to use that medium after you've absorbed it and consumed some of that medium, and maybe reach out to some younger 20-somethings and ask what they think too. So that's your homework, right?
It's easy for me to give it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I will do that because I do have, fortunately, I do have some younger clients. I have one client who hasn't yet been a full-time teacher. She's still just finishing her master's, but she's looking at moving overseas this summer. She's one of the 25% that's in that final offer stage of getting a final offer from a school. And I'll reach out to her and say, hey, what are you watching on TikTok and what would you suggest? So that's great. Thank you.
I'm sure she's all over that TikTok, man. I'm sure of it. Go ahead, Kent. What are you going to
say
next?
Yeah, JP Mint, you're not just an inspiration to teachers who are looking for a job, but you're also part of a network of people who talk about international education. And I guess one of my questions for you is, what advice would you give yourself or someone like yourself who is maybe where you were a year or two ago, thinking about wanting to get more involved in international education above and beyond just sort of their experience as a teacher, maybe trying to get into advocacy for teachers, to maybe even do some of the work that you're doing? What have you learned over the last year that might help someone coming up from behind you?
Well, I would say, first of all, jump off into the deep end of the pool. I launched my website within 24 hours of creating it, and then started posting on Facebook and exploring avenues of how I could get my name out there more. And that's what I would suggest for anybody looking at going into business for themselves, is how do you PR? How do you market for yourself? And a lot of times it's reaching out to former colleagues and friends and your own personal network. I let my former colleagues know that in the past, I've helped you with your CV and your cover letter. Can you give me a testimonial? So they would do that for my website. And then just get the ball rolling from there.
Listen, no problem.
Hang on a second.
She's no problem. No, you good?
Yeah, we're going to edit this after a while anyway.
What, really? Yeah, you're going to edit me out as usual. It'll be Greg talks to JP Mint this week on ITP.
And Kent is completely out of there.
Just out, well, not even there.
You can tell, though, that Kent has all the good questions. I feel I'm humbled here. Kent has much better questions.
Well, listen, JP Mint, you're not just nice, but you're really smart. And I just wanted to know, what are some of the topics you want to dive deeper into with your blog, with your tips? I think your blog's got a few more words than your tips. What are some of the topics you want to tackle in this next year?
Well, I know coming up, because we're heading into April and into the spring, I'm going to talk about transitions, because so many of my clients now will be leaving one place and going to another. So we're going to talk about shippers. We're going to talk about, you know, minimalist versus the 54 boxes that I moved to Mexico from China. You know, we're going to talk about also saving money, because I think one of the reasons I was able to afford to go into business for myself was because I saved a ton of that tax-free salaries that I was earning for 20 years. So we're going to talk about how to invest and save your money, but lightly. Like, I'm going to introduce the experts. I'm not the expert by any means, but I'll introduce the experts to my subscribers. And some other ideas I've been thinking about is, you know, what do you do in the summer? Like, are you going to professionally look at diving into some PD courses or workshops and give some options that maybe people don't know about? Because I think summers are great to recharge, but it's also a long time to just take yourself completely out of teaching. This is a chance for you to refresh your batteries, get some new ideas, and also network and meet new people. So I'll talk about that in some upcoming blog articles.
That sounds exciting, because I know there's always things we can do on our own to, we could do things like there's PDs in different countries, there's a responsive classroom, or there might be some Lucy Calkins, or there might be some mathematics. And I've spent summers just learning either that or a language, and there's options out there. So for you to reach out and share those ideas, I think that's great. Maybe we should have another episode at some point, and we sort of mirror some of your ideas too, right? We talk about a lot of things on these episodes, but I love that idea of giving them options of what you can do in between and hearing what some other teachers do in between besides just travel, right? So there's so many options out there, but getting to know what those options are is not always easy.
Yeah, I think it's important to recharge. I think it's important to I think, Greg, you talk about it quite a bit in your podcast about going home and reconnecting with family and friends. And I always called it recharging in my Canadian battery, because I feel like after 10 months of being overseas, my niceness, my politeness kind of dies down, and I need to recharge that by surrounding myself by people that say sorry a lot. That's important, but also because it's 8 weeks, or because it could be, you know, 8-7 weeks out of the classroom, I think it's really a good time to recharge yourself as a teacher and find something that will relight the passion.
As we begin to wind down, Jacqueline or Greg, what are some final thoughts you have for us tonight? It is a night of celebrations. I'll just remind our listeners, 2 years of ITP and Woo-hoo! 1 year of JP Mint. We're pretty excited. Episode 50. What, from both of you, what are your final thoughts about our celebratory night?
Well, I just want to thank you, Greg and Kent and Matt, the family guy in absence, that actually, thanks to you guys, I got a quarter of my clients signed up. So they actually said, wow. I heard you on ITP. So yeah, I got over 10 clients that came directly from this episode in October. I heard you on ITP. I think you could really help us, and they reached out to me that way. So I want to thank you guys, and I want to say that the world is actually really small and interconnected. And if we can all help each other just a little bit, you guys helped me, and now I'm helping your listeners, hopefully, by having them go to my blog and go to my tips. It's all completely free information. I just want teachers to know that they have somebody that is rooting for them, that's cheering on from the, you know, from the back seats, and that they have support if they need it. They have more support if they need it and want it.
I think our smaller group of people that are getting together, Dave and Audrey and JP Mint Consulting, Jacqueline, and ITP, and a couple of the podcasts that are out there, like
Julia Walker, Across Oceans.
Yes, Across Oceans. And she's doing the TCK. I think all of us are sort of like starting a family of support for international teachers, and it's very personalized. It's a breadth of information. I want to get more into some of the problems that we're having with, like, the problems that people run into as they get into their 50s and into their close to 60. There's a breadth of things we could talk about there. I think we need to get the Family Guy back on here and invite some more families on to talk about families overseas, because there's a lot of subjects that we could cover. And hopefully we'll get more listeners and more interviewees so that we can reach out and continue to cover a wide variety of stuff. So happy that we've had so many episodes right now. We're still looking for more people to log in and say, hey, Greg, hey, Kent, we want to be on your show. And we just reached out to Jacqueline, so help us out. We want to tell our story maybe later on. And that's what I can't wait for. I can't wait. I see a great future both for you and for us and for all the teachers coming out here and listening to us and learning from us. Right, Kent? What do you want to say for final thoughts, Kent?
I want to say celebrate in two ways. Number one, go out and buy Greg's book, Finding the Right Fit, www.amazon.com.
Or my mom already has two
you
copies.
Buy your finer books. And second, visit JP Mint, Jacqueline Millay. Jacqueline, remind our listeners all the different places and how they can find you.
If they go to www.jpmintconsulting.com, they will see a phoenix rising from the ashes. That's my logo. Although somebody once said it looks like a bat coming out of, you know, bat coming out of hell or something, like a Meatloaf cover album ad art. Yeah.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And then they can find me on Instagram at JP Mint Consult. They can find me on YouTube, Facebook. I have my own page, but I'm also Jacqueline Millay, so you can also try and reach out to me that way. Some of my clients have reached out to me through Facebook Messenger that way. And also soon, look for me soon on TikTok. The promise was made here. Greg and I are both joining TikTok.
I'm going to do all my TikToks in French, only in French.
This is Kent the Cat Guy, thanking Greg and Jacqueline Millay, JP Mint Consulting.com. Thank you for being our guest this week. Join us as Greg and I get together for our first watch party as we watch JP Mint's first TikTok video. We'll see you all next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.